Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Coffee Tea with Me. And today we're so happy to have someone who has gotten well on the website and remained well for quite some time now, I believe. Thought we'd bring her back and give you a little insight to her situation, how things were in the beginning, she found it to be tough or not, what it's like to be well. Stay well, that's the key. You got to So without further ado, introduce the first person that I ever helped in Europe and the first person to get well. Come on in, Ruth. Morning.
Good morning, Mel. Good morning, everybody. Lovely to be here.
You know, I just want to say one thing before I turn you loose. You know, I wasn't sure if cheesecake originated in England. So I had Freddie Bean check it out, and we found out it's from Greece. So I cannot blame you for having a sliver of cherry cheesecake this morning.
I don't know what to say to that, really. I love cheesecake. I haven't eaten cheesecake in years.
I eat cheesecake once a month, and I mean a sliver. I mean, but it's not 2 inches wide. But I love it. And once a month, Saturday or Sunday, I treat myself. Just that you have these, and just check it out.
I think I will. I love cheesecake.
Okay, well, I want you to have a little and see what happens. All right, now, you've been coming in wild and woolly. That's why you hear the ding-ding all the time, because everyone's used to coming in at 05 and after. So let's see. 803, is that Brian?
No, it's Nancy.
Oh, man, I can't find Brian. All right, if anybody sees him, tell him to call in, please. All right, good morning, Vanessa.
Hi.
Glad you joined us today. All right, Ruth, we established that cheesecake is not from England, but sweetie, you are, and you were the very first one to help. What a blessing for me. Hang on a second, I got to mute. What a blessing for me that you're willing to come back and help every now and then. So without me running my mouth forever, I'm going to say, take it away, Ruth.
Hi there, everybody. I'm not sure exactly what's the most beneficial thing for me to talk about. I had a little pray about it this morning, a little think, and I just thought I'd try and get my mind back into the mindset that I was when I found out that I had Morgellons, which I know is just devastating for us when we realise what it is and we realise that there isn't any help from you know, the normal doctors and everything that we're used to going to when we're sick, and we're used to them being helpful. So I soon realized that that wasn't going to be the case, and I just didn't know where to turn. I found Mel's website pretty much instantly that I started Googling, because I Googled, you know, cures for Morgellons, and of course then Mel's website comes up really, you know, or how do you get cured from Morgellons? And but I, you know, when I looked at the website, I loved it. I loved the feel of it, the ethos of it. But when I looked at what Mel was asking people to do to get better, when I looked at the protocol and all the things that I would have to get that I couldn't get in the UK, I didn't think. And they sounded really strange to me, new to me, things like silver, WPS that we call it now. It was strange. And when I looked them up and Googled them, it was all new to me. And I just sort of thought, oh, I'm not sure that I can do that. I'm not sure that I can get stuff. I don't know where to get it. And the company that does the supplements, they're American. I'm not sure how I can do that. So I was a little bit backwards and forwards, I would say, for a few months, just sort of looking at everything, but keeping coming back and looking at Mel's website. And then I think I was trying to do everything on my own, and I was trying to sort of build up some sort of protocol on my own that of what I could do in the UK, but not having any success. Things were getting worse, basically, rather than better. And so it was an answer to prayer. You know, Mel, I prayed. The next time I looked on site, Mel was reaching out to the UK and all of Europe. And for me, that was like, oh, it was a God-given sign that this was the place for me. So my next task was to start really looking properly at the website, because I hadn't really looked at it all. And Mel's first instruction then was to read through the protocol, print it off, and then also read through things on the forum. So at this stage, I wasn't committed to it. I was still thinking about how am I going to get things. This sounds really difficult. I'm not sure that I can stick to this diet, because I was looking at all the information on there. But what I decided to do was read through the forum, because this was something at that stage. I don't know if Mel still got it there. He'll put me right. But it was something at that stage that was suggested. And I have to say that this was an answer to prayer for me. It wasn't easy, because there were lots of pages. And darn it, I meant to check on the forum before we came on. I thought this morning, I must check and see how many pages are on the forum now, because I know some of them are archived. It doesn't go all the way back to the beginning. But when I was looking at it, which was 5.5 years ago, I went right back to the very, very beginning, you know, year dot, when Mel first started the website. So I started right at the first page, and I read through every thread on that page. And what I did was I read through one page a day. So that means like all the threads on one page. And I set myself the task, read one page a day. And it took me about half an hour probably to read through, because some of them are quite quick and some of them are a little bit longer, you know. And it took me about 6 weeks. So I invested 6 weeks. And the reason why I say it was an answer to prayer was that it was during the course of doing all that reading that it changed my attitude. I mean, I learned a whole load of stuff. So I learned about the protocol, because things are repeated, as you would expect. You know, some of the same questions are asked. People are asking things about all sorts of stuff, about laundry, about skin issues, about cleaning. And so these things come up, and also people are talking about their experiences. So, you know, you'll get wonderful threads from Monica, you'll get threads from Teresa and Justin, and so some of these golden oldies, and you know, when you read their thread, you're reading right through their story. And it was as I read that I noticed my mindset was changing, that instead of me thinking this is too difficult, this is too hard, I'm not sure that this is going to help me at all, will it work? Because those are the questions I think that we all ask. Will it work for me? Did it really work for anybody? Because I read so many stories of people who got better, you know, just so many stories of people who got 90% better, and then sometimes they just disappeared off the website, I think, because, you know, sometimes people get that far and we don't always hear the end of the story. You think, well, they obviously were, you know, doing so well that maybe they didn't feel the need to come back. But just tremendous testimonies all the time. And also a lot of God stories were in there, which again helped me feel, oh yeah, this is the place for me. And so I got to the point of thinking, I want to do this. I want to just be all in. And it was at that stage, I think, that I emailed Mel just saying, is there anybody that I can talk to, be linked up with on the phone? and Mel rang me. And I was absolutely amazed that Mel would ring me. And I was quite terrified, actually. So I was a little bit shy, you know, a little bit, wow, you know, this guy's actually rung me. And, you know, Mel gave me all the info very quickly, get a pencil, write it down. And so I knew exactly from Mel at that stage what to do about my diet, what changes to make to my diet, while I was trying to work out how to order the stuff that I needed. I still felt as if it was going to be really, really hard with the diet. But I think the difference was that I made up my mind that I was going to do it. And it's like Teresa said, you've got to get your big boots on. And that really struck a chord with me. And after that, I always felt each day...
Hold on. Time out.
Okay.
It wasn't Teresa who said, get your big socks on.
Was it?
It was Monica who said, girls, get out your big panties. It's in her story and followed her journeys. Now, Monica and Teresa were great friends, you know. So
aww.
It's not hard to get them both mixed up. But
they
both kind of left at the same time. They were real warriors back in those days, girl.
They were some of the first, weren't they? And I think they were so brave because they really, and they both put stuff in the forum regularly. Monica, I think she posted once a week. It was like from week one right through to so, so many weeks. And
Stacy both posted. Stacy was more erratic. Monica was like awkward.
The
beauty of it is that she told the entire story, the bad parts and the good parts, and we published it. Because the one thing about Monica is she told it like it was.
And that's what helped me.
To hear it other than somebody like me. I never forget the day she said that. I almost fell out of my chair laughing because, the women to me are less resistant than guys. So to me, the worry is probably the woman's biggest enemy. Okay, you want to field some questions on before you started digging down?
Just whatever you want, Mel. You just say what.
I don't want to do the whole story and then someone forgets a question from the beginning.
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
All right. If anybody has a question for Ruth at this point in time about what she's mentioned, hit your star 5 or 5 star or whatever Donald tells you. Going once. Oh, good morning, Chrissy.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello, Chrissy. Hi there.
It's absolutely delightful to have you on, and I just want to say, you were on the protocol and everything before I got help with the protocol, which was wonderful, but you really were a trailblazer in giving hope to other people in the UK and in Europe, you know, that this can be done, like you say, you know, because I had been looking at the site for a few years and really suffering, and I never thought in a million years that I could do it. I never thought in a million years that Mel would ever phone me. And I know what you mean. That day that he phoned me, and I was like, no one's ever going to phone me from America. That just won't happen. And then the phone rang one day, and I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it, but it was amazing that you were getting the help and you were there, There was also the girl from Scotland that was involved as well. I've forgotten her name, but she was involved for a little while, and then she was getting the protocol as well. But you know, you'd been there for a wee while, and you were doing so well, and that really helped. That really helped the rest of us in the UK and Europe to know this is possible for all of us. This can be done. And you were really helpful on the forum and really helpful on the calls. And I 100% agree as well about the website being such a fantastic website. And before I joined the community and before I was on the protocol, Monica was a lifesaver for me. Way back in 2012, the second time I got severe full-blown with this because I wasn't on the medicine that I needed to be on, reading her thread virtually every day, because just it really helped just to know, and like you say, warts and all, everything, and you know, what the other people are going through, all the same things. And there's a real reassurance in that if you're kind of isolated on your own, knowing, yes, people get this. People are going through the same thing. But to see her coming out the other end, and I was laughing there because I remembered her saying about, you need to put on your big girl pants. I remember that very well. But thank you so much for coming back and sharing your story, you know, for us. And I'm very, very glad that you're doing well.
How are you doing, Chrissy? How are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm just infinitely grateful to get help with the medicine. I think it's been quite a journey for me because I was sick for 6.5 years, you know, and 3 times full-blown before I got the help. So it's just my system was more run down. But the protocol and the synergy of the sum of the parts is a fantastic system, and I'll always be grateful for it until the day I die, actually, to get the help that I receive. And also it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And as I say, like I was like you, I thought I won't be able to do that. So I do think it is an answer to prayers, absolutely. And you know, and if we want it enough, you know, God has a way of helping us, and he has helped us through this community. And of course I've been helped with the HCEF, which is absolutely amazing. And again, I never thought that anybody out with America would have been helped from the Who Cures All Foundation, and that just blew me away. I didn't think that was possible either. So there you go. But it's a wonderful website, and I agree with you. So important for people to read everything and to know, to see the light at the end of the tunnel, especially days when really, really wading through mud and really struggling with it. That there's many people that have been through this and have come out the other end, and it's just an armband, isn't it? It gives people something to help them to swim to the other end. To hold on, you know, and so that they don't lose their hope as well. It's wonderful what Mel's achieved with the community and the website.
Sorry to interrupt you, Chrissy, but back in this week for a conference call. Thank you, Ruth.
All right, so do you want me to carry on a bit?
Well, I'm carrying on because we broke the record for the year in May with most conference call, and I figured I got to get Chrissy to slow down so someone else can dance. So I rang the bell.
Oh, right, okay.
It's better than muting them, you know? Remember the old days? Why did you put me on mute, Mel? All right.
Yeah.
Chrissy, say your final thoughts.
Yeah, no, just very, very happy that you're here and happy that you're doing well.
Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy. That's lovely. Thanks.
All right.
And keep praying for you. Yeah.
You girls both Skype, you know?
Yes,
bigger
I know.
That's true. I mean, hey, girls have more fun Skyping than girls and boys. All right. Joe and Carrie Ann have a question for Ruth. Hey, Ruth. This guy, I bet my last penny he's going to get better.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Ruth, good to hear you again. We just love having you back on, especially your story. And I'm sure you'll get into this, but Ruth, just quick clarification. When you started, did you eventually get the protocol supplement shipped to you? Did that happen during your journey?
He's going to bring that up in the very next segment.
Okay.
Let's turn her back loose. Ruthie.
Okie dokie. So, where was I? I was up to thinking that, oh gosh, this is going to be really, really difficult. But something happened in my mindset to make me think, yeah, put your big girl pants on. That was where we got to, wasn't it? So I viewed it like climbing a mountain. Maybe that's where I got the big boots from. And that this, for me, it was going to be like climbing a big mountain, which I don't like. Well, I like mountains when I get to the top and I have a beautiful view. But that bit where you're going step after step and you're out of breath and your legs ache and you just think, oh, I just need to sit down for a bit. That's me, you know, climbing a mountain. Or when you get to a plateau, or when you see something ahead that looks like the top and then you get there and then you find out, oh, it's not the top. There's a bit further to go. That is what it was like for me. Each morning I would wake up and think, okay, I got to do it again. So in answer to the question, yes, I did get, you know, in actual fact, it was really easy. I just logged on to the Logos website, and I think I kind of put a question in the contact details, you know, and sent an email to Jill. I didn't know it was to Jill then, to Jill and Glenn, and said, you know, explained my situation and said, you know, would you be able to send these to me? They said there's absolutely no problem. We can send them in a package, and that will be fine. I mean, we were getting customs charges, and that's kind of quite hard because it's like, oh, a financial whammy on top of it. But, you know, Jill and Glenn worked out a way for me to have the smallest amount possible by just making sure that I wasn't paying customs. Mel helped with this, that I wasn't paying customs charges on the shipping cost as well, only customs charges on the products. And, hey, do you know, I don't know if it's the same for Chrissy. The last 4 months, I haven't had to pay any customs charges. So I don't know if this is a Brexit thing, for those who are in the know, the UK Brexit stuff, and new trade deals with America. I have no idea. But it's like, wow, that's a new thing. And so I hope and pray that that carries on. So that was good.
My guess, I got a guess on this one. You ready?
Yeah.
My guess is that they're understaffed because of Corona, and they can't keep up with everything.
Hey, that could be.
Everybody is kind of catching a break. And since none of us spend money on vaccinations and doctors anymore, unless we absolutely have to, excuse me.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of questions now. What happened? All right, well, you better keep going because hands are up already.
What, do you want me to keep talking or stop the questions?
No, keep going. We haven't even through this segment.
So, so I got my supplements, great, and silver was a bit tricky. I said to Mel, where on earth do I get the silver from? And he said, well, look at the picture. I mean, Mel is so sensible. He said, look at the picture on the website, take a photo of it if you need to, and then you Google silver and you find the product that matches the picture. It's like, yeah. So, I mean, and you can get it on Amazon UK, but it's a little bit expensive. So the tip is you go onto, I don't know, I can mention websites, I guess. You go onto iHerb, which is an American website, but they're so much cheaper and they have fantastic delivery. But if anybody wants help getting stuff from the UK, just get Mel to give you my email, and you know, I'm very happy to help with that. I'm not so sure at the minute where to get WPF, because I was asking Chrissy recently, and that's changed, the place that we used to get it. So I'm not so good on that, but I think Chrissy's better on that. because I'm not using it anymore because I'm better. But I still have a little bit in the cupboard in case I get a cold or a bad virus or something. So I got the WPS and scary thought. I thought, I'm not looking forward to using that. I don't think any of us are. I was scared about the silver. My husband said, you're not taking that, are you? And I said, yes, it will be fine.
All right, wait a minute. You got to tell him what your doctor did at the time. I mean, what your husband did at the time.
My husband was a psychiatrist, you know, qualified medical doctor specialized in psychiatry. I mean, this is just, you know, he really, well, I mean, I think he would have struggled with the diagnosis, except that we happen to still have a children's microscope sitting in the toy cupboard, and I got that down. And I happened, you know, I don't want to talk a lot about details, but anyway, I managed to show him something in, you know, something that was actually coming out of my skin as it was coming out. So he knew it, I wasn't making it up. He knew I wasn't just finding something, you know, somewhere. He saw it coming out of my skin. So I said, look, let's look at this under the microscope. Because at that stage, this is before, you know, I was on the
protocol. I told you not to do it.
Well, he told me not to do the protocol, but, you know, he agreed to the diagnosis because we looked under the microscope and it was fibers. You know, you could clearly see it was a bundle of fibers. But the thing is, yeah, he couldn't handle it. He's a doctor, but he could not handle what it was. It was too weird for him. The protocol was too weird for him. He said, I mustn't do it, but I prayed and, you know, eventually God brought him round and everything. But honestly, yeah, he was terrified of me taking the silver, of taking the WPS, didn't want to hear about it or anything. But he's, you know, he's a lot better now about it because I'm better. But, you know, you see, I love the silver and I still drip it, you know, up the back of my nose every morning, right into my sinuses every morning. Still put some under my tongue every morning. And if I've got a cold, I'll up the doses. I just think it's wonderful stuff. Hey, listen to this. My husband, now, when he's got dry eyes or feeling his eyes are a bit gritty, he'll say, can you put some of that silver in my eyes? And I'll put a little drop in his eyes. So there you go. And he's a medical doctor. So he asked for my silver rather than any old eye drops that you could buy from the pharmacy. So that's it. A good outcome, that little bit of the story.
And, all right, let's take some questions.
Okay.
All right, Chrissy, you got your hand up again.
Hi there. No, yeah, thanks. No, I was just going to say, I think it's not Brexit because I have had to pay for some of the parcels recently. So I think Mel was right. Ruth, I think it's just because of COVID. There are more parcels that are getting missed than ever before because it virtually never happened before. And there's been a few missed, you know. But I think I think it's just because of COVID. So sadly, we still do pay customs, you know.
All righty. I'm keeping on. I think that's Diane and Paul. Come in, guys.
Yeah, hi, this is Paul. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. I was curious as far as during your healing, I guess, what you experienced in terms of maybe weight loss or any reactions to like the WPS.
To that in the next segment. Next segment is going to be, I went through it. So hang on with that question.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You may answer it before you get a chance to ask it again. You just didn't get to that point. Joe, do you have another question?
Nope. We can go on.
Okay, let's turn you loose, Ruth.
Okay. So, I've got up to the stage, haven't I, of where I've got all the stuff. And I've already started on the diet, which was, you know, in some ways I think the diet was the biggest thing for me because I mean, and this is the issue, isn't it? It's what you're really addicted to that is probably what's killing you. So I think I was addicted to sugar. Probably had sort of candida fungal issues looking back on it.
In the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar.
Yes, I would eat toast with...
Hear this, Ruth Van? Your name's sexy, Ruth. Her name is Ruth Van. Her biggest issue is food.
Oh, really? Yeah. I love food, and I'm a baker, and, oh, I would make such amazing desserts and cakes, so I say it myself. But no, it'd be like toast and marmalade, which is a kind of a British thing, possibly marmalade, for breakfast. And then for lunch, if I was out, I'd have a piece of cake and a coffee. If I was out at a cafe, never anything savoury. And then, you know, the main part of the meal, the most interesting part of the meal would be the dessert. I'm sure I'd always make dessert.
Unmuted Ruth Ann, because I knew the minute she heard her name, she'd want to talk. Go ahead, Ruth Ann.
Hey, Ruth. This is Ruth Ann.
Oh, it's so lovely to talk to you, Ruth Ann.
Yeah, I live in Michigan. Now that I live in the United States. Hey,
yeah.
I'm a baker, too.
Wow.
Do you think it's got anything to do with our name?
Maybe it has. Yes.
I love to bake. But I haven't been very much doing that this last year because I haven't been feeling so hot. But anyway, all in all, yeah. Sounds like...
Hold on. Robin, our resident prayer warrior, would you check the Bible and see if Ruth in the Bible was a baker? Thank you. All right, girl.
I don't think it answers that question, Mel.
Well,
they probably were because they had to live.
Ruth in the Michigan. Now, if Ruth in the Bible was a baker, it makes a lot of sense. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, the sort of things that I would like to bake would be very sugar loaded. So
tell them the story about the lemon meringue pie that you sent me for Christmas.
Well, you know, I love lemon meringue pie and, you know, would make it all from scratch, you know, pastry made from scratch, lemon filling made from lemons, sugar, and then homemade meringue on top, nice and crispy, crunchy meringue, you know. So, yes, and Mel said he fancied a piece of this, so I posted him a piece. But sadly, it didn't arrive in a good state, as you can imagine, really, because it's...
I'm 2 months later, and the only thing that they left me was a tiny piece of the crust.
So I don't know who ate it.
Well, I mean, they opened it at least twice. I think that a note went along. Open and munch.
Yeah, the funniest thing. So, anyway.
They don't believe the real story, Ruth. Honest. Because Grandma died, and I told you that the thing I missed most was talking to her and the lemon meringue pie. Christmas time. Yeah. And you said, I'm going to...
I've forgotten it now. Wow.
Yeah, well, then take a little bit more Juvenol, baby.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, all right, Ted Ruth.
Just trying to think what the other things were. Oh, yeah, it was really... I found that was one of the hardest things for me, was the diet, because of the addiction. And I can remember there was one day... probably said this before, about just sort of suddenly having a really, really strong craving for toast, hot toast with melted butter, and just that overwhelming craving, and just that sense that it was a message from the disease. You know, it was the disease that was telling me to eat toast.
People don't believe me when I tell them I think this thing has a conscious communication.
Yeah.
One another, and it tries to impose its will on us, and it brings up these cravings, and now we don't only have Candida Red, but we've got Fitgos 1C.
Oh, right. That's a new one on me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, when we Skype next, then we can Skype anytime you want, babe. I'm always around. Okay, I'll tell you. Okay? It's really good for those who have any issues with diet or sugar or cravings after they've been on Keto Rid. If it still exists, you want the dose 1C. My sugar levels keep going down even though I keep getting older. But it's not because I don't eat stuff. It's because I take dose 1C.
Wow. Oh, so would it allow me to eat a little bit more widely?
Sweetie, I'm telling you, if you cheat in moderation, and I mean on anything you love, you can only have it once a month, once every 2 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If
I have ice cream every 6 months, a whole pint, down it 2 or 3 nights. Haagen-Dazs coffee. I wouldn't keep it in the house. I have no control.
No, I know. Well, I'm the same.
But twice a year, it's not going to hurt.
I was very cautious. I mean, I'm skipping now to getting better. And people have heard me before. Maybe I repeat myself a lot. I was very cautious about eating anything other than on protocol because I was scared of it getting back again. But I now have been better long enough that I am, you know, occasionally giving myself little treats. So in the UK, we have this thing called Millionaire's Shortbread. Which is, sorry about this for people who are being very strict on their diet. It's got shortbread at the bottom, then it's got like this soft caramel toffee, and then it's got a big thick layer of chocolate on top. So, and I make it every Christmas, and I've made it every Christmas for years and years because the family always loved it. It's a Christmas tradition. So for a few years, I was making this Millionaire's Shortbread and just not eating any of it. And I almost had like a grief reaction because I knew Christmas was coming and I would be making these things for the family, but I wasn't going to be eating it. But, you know, like a good mum, you know, I probably shouldn't give the children sugar, but it's once a year that I make it. And, but for the past 2 years, I've had a little square of it, not a proper portion size, but like an inch square. And it's fantastic. and I've been okay, you know. It's not made me ill again. So like what Mal says, we can't do it every day or every week. But I'm not up to every month having a treat. I mean, what I love is, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, the like the fish food Ben and Jerry's. So maybe one day I might get a pot of that. And see how that goes. But that's the wonderful thing about when you do get well, that you can start to think. I mean, I still think that sugar is poison. And yeah, so it's not something I would ever want to put into my body on a regular basis. And like now, I like the fact that if I have a blood test that my sugar levels are really low. And that's the way I want to keep it because I know that sugar overload is just going to cause disease. But anyway, I mean, the good news is that I stuck to the diet whilst I was on that sort of, it took me about 3 years to get better. And I stuck to that diet really, really firmly. I did not cheat. I had, you know, I was reading people in the forum who were very sort of saying, you know, you cannot cheat. You know, if you're doing this, if you're serious, you have to stick to it because every time you cheat, you're just setting yourself back. So actually, I was too scared to cheat. I just stuck to it. And once I realized that those cravings were coming from the disease, it was like, okay, this is my battle. My battle is not with my self-will. You know, those cravings are not me. It's with the disease. And therefore, it just helped me actually to recognize that when, you know, I just felt that, you know, it wasn't my body asking for it, it's the disease. And therefore, it was easier for me to just, you know, think about something else. And actually, you know, it goes off after a little while, you know, and your body you know, gets over it and it does stop.
All right, well, let's talk about starting the protocol, getting the extension, starting the WPS, because I tell everybody, after the first 6 months, it's not hard, just patience.
True.
But the first 6 months is a bad sci-fi movie.
It is. And just getting your head around all those supplements. So, you know, the first time the package comes through the post and you've got all those bottles and, you know, and you've printed out the list of stuff and when you take it. And I wasn't used to taking that many pills in a day and trying to keep on top of it all and the silver in between. And, you know, in the first month, you're just on the basic protocol. I bought myself some pill boxes so that I could make up, you know, there's different slots in the day, breakfast, mid-morning, lunch, evening, and then nighttime, so that I had, like, the whole month supply of pills in 30 pill boxes. So I invested. The pill boxes were only about a pound each online, you know, so it was a bit of an investment, but it just helped me to just have a pill box for each day that I could just grab off the shelf. And I've still got them now, and I'm still using them every month now, so it's been a good investment. And then after a month, of course, then you start on the extension, so you've got a few extra things going on. And then you're starting on the WPS. And I think the way people do it now is slightly different from how I did it. But with the WPS, you just have to really, really follow the instructions and not go fast. And I was never tempted to actually go any faster. You know, I just increased the drop at the rate that it said. I mean, bad reactions. Yes, you know, I things did get worse. So I got more itchy. I saw more stuff going on. But the thing about reading the website is that you know what to expect, so you're not surprised. I think I did get scared a few times, and if you read all the way through my thread, there's posts there of, oh, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, and people replying, you know, that's normal, that's to be expected, you're okay. I think sometimes we just need that reassurance, that because sometimes we see stuff that is weird or we feel not very well. You know, sometimes I stuck to everything as prescribed, but I can remember going through a stage where I felt what I would term as quite liverish, which in the sense is I felt a little bit fluey, a little bit yucky. I thought, oh, what's going on? And then I thought, oh, no, it's okay. It's just my liver. It's just processing stuff. So I just rested and until it passed off. There was another time when I got quite breathless, but then I remembered Peter talking about air hunger, and I just thought, no, it's okay, Ruth. It's just part of it. There was another time in the night where I felt so nauseous, and I've got a bit of a phobia about being sick.
How many drops were you at?
Oh, I was at quite a high number because it was different in those. How many drops? I was probably at about 14 by then.
Yeah, that's where I maxed out. You see, guys, you got it easier. We did it once a day. And boy, when you get up in those numbers once a day, hey, it's coming out of you.
It's kind of, yeah. And it could make me feel quite sickly. And there were a couple of times when I was sick. But
no,
the thing is,
I wanted to curse my name. I told you that's when.
But really, I just sort of said to myself, it's okay, Ruth. This is just part of you getting well. And it will pass. And the great thing is Mel is always at the end of an email. He's at the end of a phone line, you know, and don't ring him at night. But Mel is there to help. And also people on the forum, if you post on the forum, you'll get replies very, very quickly. And so I knew I wasn't on my own in it. And that was what got me through, really, all those sort of scary sort of times. And then after 6 months, I think, did I have another bit of an issue maybe at 9 months, you know, when things were quite bad again? It goes in cycles. You know, you think you're getting a bit better, and then it's like, ooh, then there's another big thing of it. And then possibly towards the end, you know, just as you're coming out the end, it's sort of like, oh, there's like that final sort of fight. But I think by that stage, though, you know, a lot of the discomfort has gone. And I've got to say, by the time I'd been on the diet about a month, a lot got all of sugar and carbs. A lot of the skin discomfort had really calmed down, and I was sleeping a lot better. So, you know, very quickly I started to feel better. It's just that the WPS brings a load of stuff out, which you want out of your body. So that can be a bit alarming, but it's necessary. Do you want me to stop there, Mel?
Do you remember the last time you felt a sting or a bite, and then you didn't feel anything for a day or 2 days or 3 days?
Oh, gosh.
And then you said you knew you were getting better because that type of a situation was becoming less and less. And then we started backing you off the WPS then, right?
That's right. I went on the... I got to the point where I thought I was, you know, 90-something percent better. And I said, can I try the immune pulse? And you said, if you think you're well enough, you can try it, but it might set off a bomb. But in actual fact, I was fine with it.
I tell everybody, if we got to go to the nuke, that's got to be your decision. But, you know, some do and some don't, okay?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you were ready. And, you know, there was no major earthquake. You only did it one round, right?
No, actually, I did a few. I think because I wanted to be thorough.
You just wanted to be 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my day, we didn't have that. We didn't even have an extension. In fact, you know, Candid was oil of oregano, and oh man, what we went through. But you still had it tough. Still doing the one dose a day, which you know, at some point, I think not enough people could actually. That would stick around and stick with it. Okay, and then when we went to two doses, that it might have taken just a hair bit longer, but it was a lot less painful.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, okay, so let's say what it feels like to be well again, and a few years afterwards for the last, and let's go back Paul and let him ask that question again. Come on in, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I guess Ruth answered part of it. I was wondering, beyond what we talk about in the hurt scene, I was curious if you thought there was any other reactions you had to the WPS.
Made me feel a bit queasy at times, you know, a bit nauseous at times, and a couple of times I said I did vomit, and it also, I think, possibly gave me a bit of air hunger, which is, you know, when you just feel that you can't get enough air, you know, by breathing, but I just breathe through it. I breathe deep, because you tend to panic, I think, in that situation, and I already read about it. Peter had written about it, so it wasn't...
Whistling.
Oh, right.
Reason I started to whistle when I was ill was probably my body.
Yeah. For me, it didn't... It was only once it happened, and it was only bad for about a quarter of an hour. I just lay down and I just told myself, I just need to breathe. I just need to breathe. I'm just trying to think, was there anything else that...
No, but there are many other things, and let me buy Brian in and let him brighten.
Okay?
Okay. Some people have had bowel movements and couldn't make the toilet.
Oh.
Other people have vomited, couldn't make the sink. Many people have gotten nauseous. You'll use ice cold, it helps with the nausea. Some people have gotten and company. And if you're ready to curse my name, for major herks. Come on in, Donald, and welcome, buddy.
Yeah, Ruth, thank you for being here. Wonderful to hear your voice again.
Hi there.
The question that I have for you was, did you get tested for Lyme and any other co-infections? And if so, what did they show?
Sadly, in the UK, there isn't any sort of proper Lyme testing available. I mean, I think if I went to a private clinic, they would probably arrange it for me, but they have to go to Germany. That is, when I was looking into it, that was the nearest place, and the cost of it just seemed too much. Also, I could have done it, but it would have been a huge amount of cost, so I didn't actually do it. But, you know, I'm fairly sure that I had sort of like all the weird things like scratches going on, which I think is what they tend to think Bartonella is perhaps. And so, you know, immediately that made me think, oh, well, perhaps it is a Lyme thing.
Yeah, I never Lyme and Candida.
Did I? Yeah, thanks. At least Mel knows. Yeah. I tend to assume that I did have Lyme. It's hard, isn't it? Getting the test. I don't know what it's like in the US. I don't know if it's easier there getting the test.
Well, some guys are capable of doing it and many are not. It's not as viable, but it's easy when you've talked to... Okay, let's be generous. Only 6,000 people in 12 years, okay?
Yeah.
Distant stories, and everybody who tells you exactly the same thing, you know what to call it because you heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't need to test you. I just need...
Okay. All right. Can I ask
ahead,
another one? Yeah. Ruth, I was wondering, do you have cats?
I do. At that stage, I had 3 cats that actually live outside because my husband's allergic. So they live in a lovely shed, you know, they're warm and safe. But I do, at that time, one of my cats had difficulties with their skin and had some patchy sort of... bits of where their fur wasn't quite right, bits itchy skin. And so now I look back and I think, I don't know if I gave it to the cat or the cat gave it to me. But at the same time that I was treating myself, I treated the cat. Not with the whole protocol, but I made sure that they had silver in the water and I made sure that they had lots of extra cat supplements to boost their immune systems, that sort of thing. And you know, the cat very quickly got better. Her skin just improved so quickly.
Is that cat still around?
Yeah, still alive. Yeah, still really, really healthy. They still have, I went from giving them not terribly good quality cat food, probably, to giving them, you know, like top shelf, you know, vet sort of approved cat food. This was full of all sorts of supplements. And also I bought another extra thing for them, which was to help with digestion and skin. And as I say, I gave them the silver. I thought about putting the DE, you know, giving them DE, but in the end I never got that far because actually they just, you know, that cat just got better so quickly.
The silver is amazing. For the water, yeah. So is WPS, but you didn't have to go that far, and you were. I remember. I take plenty of Eubinol. No, I remember the shed and the whole nine yards. Didn't you have blankets in there to lay in for them?
Oh, they've got lovely, you know, fluffy cat beds in there. It's luxury. And now, you know, Neville's not so bad. So occasionally, you know, they can come into the house a little bit. Yeah, so they're very pampered pets.
Well, all right. So any more questions before she tells you what it's like to be well? Okay, you sure now, guys? We haven't lost anybody from the audience. All right, nobody has a question. You're doing a great job because when there were no questions, you answered them. Hold on. There we go. We're back with Paul and Diane.
Oh, hi, Ruth. This is Diane.
Hi.
It's so good to hear about your journey. It's very, very helpful. Regarding the scratches that you had appear on your body, like what length would the scratches be, and how did you treat them?
They were probably about an inch long on average, and I didn't actually treat them with anything different than the protocol.
We didn't have the hallelujah treatment when she was sick.
What's the hallelujah treatment?
Okay. Well, the hallelujah not exist back then.
Okay, yeah.
You've heard of that before today, have you, Ruth?
No, because I'm not keeping up with the forum.
Hey, sweetie, that's all right. You put your time in. You come back and help. It's all a blessing.
If I think about it, I was, because at that stage, coconut oil was recommended for the skin, and I was putting essential oil, drops of eucalyptus, into that coconut oil, and I was using that all over my body at that time. So, you know, that was probably a good thing for it. And also, I was using the clean... Do you know, I think... I probably sprayed Clean Green on it, and which is what I would still do today. You know, if I had a funny-looking spot anywhere, I would just spray it with Clean Green, and then probably just stick some essential oils diluted on it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Any more questions? At this time. Well, here we go. Chrissy got a question.
Hi there. It's not really a question. I just wanted to say to Diane that I get Bartonella cat scratches, and one thing that's really good is clove oil. If you put 10 drops of clove oil, if you have a bath now and again, and if your Bartonella is bad. Now, Bartonella absolutely detests clove oil, and it's very antifungal, and it's very good against Bartonella, so that definitely helps. And the clove oil is part of the, you know, the toxic disease kit that you can get from Clean Green, from Kathy from Clean Green. The clove oil is part of that, and it's really good quality.
So you just put that in your bath?
Yeah, about 10 drops of that in your bath, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, if you research about Bartonella, clove oil is one of the things that it absolutely detests. So, yeah, it's definitely very good. And as I say, it's really antifungal as well, and there's definitely a fungal component to this illness as well. So it's a win-win situation with that.
Well, you know, awesome. Chris, when people come and they're relatively new, and I talk about natural genesis, I tell them that the best is to buy this, because if you bought all those products separately, you pay about $30 or $40 more, and then you get to try all the things that I think are really essential from a topical point of trying to help oneself. So the starter kit has oils, it's shampoo, it's got a great soap. And these are all things that I use now all the time. So anybody who's new, going to do anything, the best deal you can get is to get that starter kit first time around. Decide what products really you like and that work for you. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah, I would just say as well, I will not be without the sulfur soap. Sulfur soap is something, it's a game changer as well. And if you're, you know, you get the sulfur soap in that kit as well. And if your scalp is really bad, you can even wash your scalp with the sulfur soap every day. And you know, and if you want to use shampoo afterwards, you can. But the sulfur soap will really help with the itch on your scalp. And it's also got, I think it's got eucalyptus oil as well, hasn't it, Mel? And
that's that Australian eucalyptus oil, which is dynamite. But let me talk about the shampoo, because I've taken some pictures and sent them in your worst moments, make you laugh. It's always me with my hair full of shampoo. I stand my hair straight up like alfalfa from Gang. But I wash my hair. I use her shampoo now, and boy, I have different shampoos over the years.
Oh, I did that about 80 bucks.
All right, hey, if you talk to yourself. All right, so I use this shampoo, but I really lather it up, and then I really let it sit there. And, you know, I put pictures of my hair on the website on occasion because, you know, that's probably my last best quality. It's mop, okay? But, I mean, I have really, really for shampoo. Like the way it feels. It really feels like the soap on my skin when I use the soap in the shower. So, again, starter kit's ready to go if you're new. And I had someone else had a hand up. Besides Chrissy, somebody did. Okay. Tell them what it's like to be all better. Because a couple of people here that are like less than 90 days away.
Well, I think you know when you're 90% better, because you just sort of feel okay. Yes, you're still doing everything, and that's, you know, but you're in the routine. You feel well. You've got energy. You know that life is livable. You know, it's no longer that sense of despair or thinking that I can't go on like this. No sense of that things are just scary and uncontrollable, and you're sleeping better and you're able to get out and about, and you don't feel scared about being with people, worrying about if you're passing anything on to them. Basically, life just gets normal. Obviously, life isn't normal for us at the minute, you know, it's a darn virus, but, you know, things just do, I think you get your confidence back.
Okay, let me just say real quick. First of all, we're better prepared to deal with the virus than everybody else.
True, yeah.
Okay, and second, when you get on the other side and you get well, you are never the same. You are a better human being with a better understanding of how to take care of yourself properly.
Yeah. Oh, goodness me, it started me on a journey of thinking about my health differently. And, you know, since the Morgellons thing, then I just started looking at all sorts of other stuff, you know, natural health things, and, you know, looking at good websites like, you know, The Truth About Cancer, Chris Walk. Not that I have cancer issues, but there's just so much good sort of health advice, you know, from these sorts of people. And, you know, websites, and obviously the Logos website has a whole load of articles and things about just how to look after yourself. And so, yes, it's just, you know, and the fact that Mel's always saying, you know, that the world we live in is toxic. So just trying to reduce the amount of toxins that we're exposing ourselves to. So, yes, just sort of learning much more. Like, I changed my saucepans, I changed my frying pans, and just keep trying to learn more. And, yes, never go back to how I used to be, never go back to that diet, like Mel says. Even if I'm well, I wouldn't want to go back to that, because that was poisonous, you know, it wasn't proper food. Just started learning about plants and the weeds that are growing in my garden, and actually some of those are food. Who knew? Dandelions, I can eat them. And there's loads of them, they're free and they're fantastic. So lots of new things, and I did a course on essential oils, and then I did a course on, you know, plants, you know, eating weeds and plant medicine, and so constantly learning, and it's very exciting, is all I can say.
All right. Well, that's a whole bunch. Well, now let's get some questions. Let's give this lady a little food for thought. All right, I'm going to make you go around. Ready, Bean, what do you want to say? Your fellow country lady.
I don't know whether I have got any questions, because Ruth has sort of gone through everything. I did have a question, but you asked now, so I didn't need to ask. Oh, I was going to make a comment, but you ignored my hands up.
You were the one hand down, because I didn't get there quick enough. I'm sure.
You want to be a bit quicker.
That's right. I knew there would be an email when I opened the emails later. You should be quicker.
What I was going to say, Ruth, was Snap. They've stopped charging me as well, and it's fantastic for the meds.
Wonderful.
So I thought to myself, maybe the gentleman or lady that end has gone off or has retired, and they don't look out for my parcel anymore. That's what I was thinking.
It's a mystery, isn't it, really? I'm so sorry that Chrissy hasn't got the same. That
yes.
just seems insane.
Yes, so is she.
Yeah, that doesn't seem
fair,
does it?
All right.
It's very exciting every month when, you know, the parcel
Scottish male. Yeah, and I'm going to tell him to drop.
Yes. Stop charging Chrissy.
Or America is going to declare war.
that's a bit OTT.
Anyway, Freddie, it's lovely to hear Freddie's voice. And I'm just so delighted that there's other people in the UK doing the protocol and doing so well.
Absolutely. There's nowhere else, is there? Nowhere else.
Hey, Ruth, did you hear that Freddie Bean got a ticket?
A ticket for what?
He was sunbathing nude in the backyard.
What, in the UK? I don't think that's possible in the UK. It's freezing.
She's going to kill me later. All right, let's shoot her before she really gives it to me. Oh, come on in, Brenda. Say hello.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, Ruth. Thank you so much for sharing sharing your journey with us. It's been very inspirational. I am fairly new to this group and learning a lot. So, you know, you just definitely made it clear that there is light at the end of the tunnel with this and that you can feel well. For that, I'm so appreciative. Thank you.
Oh, that's a pleasure. It's lovely to hear your voice, Brenda. All the best.
All right, Carrie Ann and Joe, any final thoughts for Ruth?
No, we just really appreciate hearing Ruth's story again, and Brenda said it right there, being a new person, or even an existing member, just hearing that there is hope, and, you know, as I'm kind of writing a critique on this call, like just keeping important, as you said, Ruth, was just, you know, you made the decision, you know, to do this, and that's the difference between anyone else, is you made the decision, you recognize that being addicted to sugar was not going to bode well for you, and that's just so huge in anything. When you tell your mind, your body tells your mind, and mind tells your body that this is the only way out, you're going to do everything you can, which is what you did, and it's just very inspiring.
Oh, well, thanks so much for the encouragement. I just wish you both all the best.
All right, Paul and Diane. Final thoughts.
Oh, yeah, Paul and I are kind of new to the WTS, so we're not having too much reaction. Paul's not having hardly any at all, but I'm having the gut, a little
macho.
Bit of gut issues.
Macho, man.
No, I don't know. He just doesn't seem too fazed by it all, but my system's pretty sensitive. So I read a lot on the forum, but I just wanted to know more about what to expect, as we're only at 3 drops and I'm already feeling it pretty good. So
slow and steady is going to be the key for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Which then could cause Paul to slow down. You're both on the same page, which is good for guys, okay, because they'll handle it better, but it's still, slow is better with this. You want to get every last one. You don't want to think you got every last one and then come back here like some people do. You don't do it. Slow and steady. It is one of the guiding. And we don't have a bunch of rules. We got one. You're not supposed to say you're sorry. And we all do, and everybody laughs. All right? But we do have guiding principles. And one of them is do no harm. First one. So or everything that comes behind it has to do with not doing any harm. And slow and steady is always, no matter how young, how old. You know, every time I went quick when I was a kid, I would trip. I remember if I saw a beautiful girl and there was a white carpet, which spilled the red wine. End of that.
Yeah.
I mean, slow and steady. Everything here, slow and steady. Got a better chance of getting it all going that way.
Does it matter? Sorry, Mel. Does it matter how much water you add to those drops?
Yeah, sure. When you get up to, like, you know, 4 or 5 drops, you want to add a little water. And again,
more.
You want it to be for 2 reasons. You won't smell it. You won't taste it. Because if it's cold, it can activate. When it gets down in your stomach, that's when it's going to activate as it produces a gas. That's why I always say cold going down, cold water going down. And the colder, the better. You don't notice how clear it is for you to take it.
Okay. So as you increase the drops, then you might increase a little bit more water.
Yeah. If it's starting to get to you, that's time to go up with the water. Just make sure it's cold. You know me. This disease hates cold on all levels. To get a gas where it needs to be to expand evenly throughout the body, you have to get it down to your stomach. You don't want to waste any of going. So cold is better.
Okay. I don't know why, Mel, but on our phone, you're cutting out a lot, like every 4th word or something, you're cutting out. So nobody else is. I can hear everybody else fine, but so that's why I'm repeating everything just to make sure I got it.
Well, the good news is it's recorded, and it can't be anything because I'm on a speakerphone that's about as old as I am.
Okay.
Right. So.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
We'll keep going.
Good. All right. Okay. A question, Paul, or last?
Yeah.
No, I was just gonna make a statement. The slow and steady actually helps my golf game. So if I can remember that, I can get some extra benefit.
Beautiful. Okay. I mean, slow and steady. I mean, really, it's the way to win. It's the way to win. All right. So let me keep. If everyone doesn't mind. That would be Ava. Would you like to say something?
Oh, no, I don't have a question.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you any relation to the Gabors?
No.
All right. Not too many people got that. They're not as old as I am. All right. Let's see. Donald, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Ruth one more quick question. Ruth, did you have much dust or microfibers in your environment, you know, like around your house?
I kind of didn't do searching for them, Donald, but I didn't sort of, I tried not to get too bogged down by looking for stuff, but the kind of the advice on the forum threads was just clean a bit more, because I probably wasn't the world's most enthusiastic cleaner. I mean, not terrible, but you know, I wasn't like now dusting every day, you know. I wasn't, you know, so I just tried to be a little bit more regular, a bit more methodical. So I tended to use the clean green to spray surfaces and wipe them down. And after I hoovered, I would, because I've got a carpet and I couldn't, you know, I couldn't change the carpet. It's just like, okay, it's what's there where I sleep. And so I would just hoover and then I would spray the carpet with clean green.
For a second.
Yeah.
Early on with every person going back to 2009, okay, I always tell them, don't be looking, don't be thinking about anything other. I want you to focus only on getting better. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, when people say, I'm looking at this, I got a telescope, it's not going to help you get better. It might create anxiety. So it's a waste of effort. But if you just focus on what's here, what we're asking you to do, what we're asking you to try, that's all that matters, because if you do it, you get well, just like he was doing the call today. All right, let's go to Chrissy. Chrissy, final thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree, Mel. You know, your website is one of the very, very few that focuses on hope, focuses on healing. It's forward thinking. There is so much scaremongering about this disease out there. I mean, horrific. And then there are other groups that kind of encourage people to talk about grotesque things and to scare each other silly. And it really doesn't help, because a big part of the healing is obviously you're healing your body and you're also healing your mind, because it is quite a traumatic illness to go through. So to get through the trauma of getting through this, you have to, you know, get rid of the microscope, you know, stop expecting the doctors to understand what you're going through, because they won't, and they don't, unfortunately. It's heartbreaking, but it's a fact. And, you know, they might not even understand it in our lifetimes, but you've got this community and we understand it, and that's, you know, fantastic, and stop trying to research what exactly this is. There's multiple pathogens in this. There's also all sorts of things in the mix that we won't know. We don't scientifically properly know. And it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is wading through it, focusing on your healing, focusing on your health. Stop analyzing your body. Stop looking at the sores. Stop, you know, watching the things coming out. You know, stop all that. Watch a comedy instead. Do what you need to do internally and externally to fight this. But don't lose your hope and hold on to every inch of positivity you've got. And if you don't have the positivity, reach out. You know, it's so important, you know, because that mental strategy is going to help you to cope a lot better than all the analysis. All that'll do is take you down a dark, depressing, murky road that we don't need. You know, we need this fight and this strength to get through, and that is so important, you know, such important to stay strong mentally to fight this.
Thank you, Chrissy. All right, here's one of those girls who I was talking about early. She could be a 90-day wonder. Then we'll send her to the next place. Send her to Scotland. She'll be the advanced force. Come in, Terry.
Hello, everybody. Ruth, thank you so much for being here today. What you said, all of your speeches were just perfect, and it helped everybody, I'm sure, that's new. And I'm almost at the end of my journey, and I thank God for that. And Chrissy, what you just said, I couldn't say it any more perfectly. Don't worry about what is there or what's not there. The main purpose is we're going to get well, and to focus on that and what you have to do each and every day to get there. And that's it. But thank you for being here today, Ruth.
Oh, wonderful. It's a pleasure. It's lovely to hear your voice. Right.
You too, dear.
She's going to be done in 90 days, Ruth.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Going to be Ellen.
Come in, Nancy.
Hey.
Why don't you give Ruth a little update on the last two doctor
appointments? All right. Great. My doctors are in amaze at what has happened to me since I've been on this protocol. And my regular doctor even looked up logos to make sure she wanted to know how I was diagnosed with the three things I had. And I told her somebody had been through it, and they knew what they had to do to get help. And I got on the right protocol. And she ran tests just to see where everything was standing. And everything was perfect except for my thyroid is low. And I'm going to talk to John. He's going to help me understand that. And my cancer doctor said that my numbers was the best ones that I'd ever had since I'd been going to him, because my cancer had come back like two or three times, and everything right now is perfect. And when I see him in a couple weeks, if there's nothing else, I won't have to go back and see him again unless something comes up. But, you know, we just have faith. The main thing that, and Mel tells me, don't worry about it, is trying to get my house back where I feel safe in it, because I still, you know, see things and worry, but he says when I get completely well, they'll be gone. And on another fact, the green, the black things in my tongue, Mel, I haven't seen any for 2 days.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I had
Ruth,
had yeast infection.
And we got her on the foundation funding. She's doing
My God.
Because she stole it in.
My husband lost his diet. Because of
she's eating worms and weeds.
Oh. I live out in the country in the woods. So I think that's it. But I just love listening to everybody. story, because I think everybody's stories are a little bit different, and it helps us gain insight into things that we need to be doing, and that we can help each other, and I think that's what's so amazing.
Yeah.
My husband just got his second shot of the virus, and he has been sick, but I don't know what, since Wednesday. And I told him, I think maybe whatever was going on with me, he didn't really have it like I did, but I think maybe it's responding to him getting the shots, because I think it's supposed to build up your immune system. I don't know. I haven't took it, and I don't think I'm going to.
No.
All right. Thank you. Only a few
thank
months
you.
Here. He's doing phenomenal.
Yeah, I was on a...
Go ahead.
I said, I've been on the diet for a while because I started on another protocol a long time ago, and that's the main thing. I use stuff that destroyed all my appliances in the house, and I'll have to wait to get them replaced. Plus, it helped, but it wasn't nothing like what we're on today, and it was a big difference in it. But Mel understands when we get in the shape that we're in, so many times we lose our things to be able to afford what we need to do to take care of ourselves, because Social Security does not help at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Wish you well. I'm sure you're going to be okay.
She's going to be okay because she gets it and she loves life.
Yeah.
Essentials. You comprehend what we're trying to do, okay? Mm. You're willing to do it. But if you love life, this lady loves life.
Mm.
I've been putting pictures of her dogs, and now I got to put a picture of her dog's girlfriend, and then I got to go through the yard. She's got plants, gray beard, and then old gray beard. Oh, my God. Anyway, come on in, Vanessa. Welcome, Vanessa.
Oh, thank you, Mel. Well, Ruth, I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. I actually got on here to listen to your story. I love listening to stories when, you know, how people get healed. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I love the British accent, and Mel posted it all over the post on the forum. So I had to come on here. I just have one really, really quick question. How long did it take you from start to finish to get better? Like, was it a year and a half or longer?
3 years.
It was 3 years, Vanessa. But,
okay.
You know, I always thought in my head, I'm going to do this for a year. Oh, I mean, it was like day after day, as I said, each time you get up in the morning, okay, got to do it again. I counted the days off each month, and I thought, oh, okay, I've got through 1 month. I set myself, you know, set my eyes on a year. But the thing was, before it got to the end of the year, it just started getting easier the longer I did it, you know. So I didn't then have that thing of, oh, I can only manage to do this for a year, and then I'm going to sort of blow up, you know, because I'm going to be so fed up. It all got so much easier and enjoyable, and, you know, the diet just got easier, and my mindset, you know, got more alerted to, you know, I was listening to more stuff from John, from Logos. You just kind of get a little bit more, you know, in tune with the whole thing. So by the time I got up to 2 years, I was 95% better. But I could not say that I was totally without symptoms. And I never wanted to say that I was better until I'd stopped, till I'd been off everything for a good 3 months. You know, and I was a bit scared to stop it, to be honest. I was a bit scared to stop. I think it was going to Greece on holiday that stopped me taking the WPS, because it was like Peter said, well, I'm not sure you need to be still taking it. Anyway, I thought, because they'll never let me take it on the flight, you know, I was concerned if they looked in the suitcase. So I stopped it to go to Greece, and then when I came home, I thought, well, I've been all right, perhaps I'll just stop now. And then, you know, I've got to say, I've sort of cut down. I used to sort of do things like, I don't know, there was some stuff that I did more of, but I just cut it down. And I still take the well-being protocol. I basically take the well-being protocol, but a bit of Candida stuff as well. And I still take the design because I just love it. What else? And I still do the silver because I just love it.
You still take the basic protocol like I do.
Yeah.
You still have the silver.
Yeah.
You got the WPS in the refrigerator if you need it.
Yeah.
And you have a few other things that you've added to your protocol that work really especially well for you, and you want to keep them in your regimen. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. Yeah. There are some things. Like I take elderberry. I take elderberry tincture every day just because it's a good for the immune boost. So I suppose there are sort of things. But that's, like Mal's saying, you just kind of get attuned to what your body needs and you listen to your body more and you pray about it and you ask God, you know, what does my body need at this time? But I'm better, you know. But like Mal said, it was a good 3 years. And then I had a little blip when I got a symptom that came back and I thought, oh, darn it, I've blown it now. But then got to the root of that.
No. You called me and I told you you didn't blow it. Right or wrong? She's laughing on the truth, you know.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, no, you did. You did tell me that. And but I wasn't doing the carbohydrate count. So it was Karen's post about counting the carbs and just being aware. Because although I wasn't eating sugar or bread or anything, I was just not realizing how many carbs there were in certain fruits and vegetables even, and just being aware of how much I'd eaten each day. So that again, it was like, oh, just change my game again. And I've got to say, I'm not as strict on it now as I used to be. I think I know my body a little bit more now. And so I don't have to be kind of as strict anymore.
Right. But all carbs turn to sugar. And carbs have to be managed throughout your life to a certain degree. Or you will have an opportunity to get sick again. Okay?
Yeah.
No, I mean, everybody's body is different. That's why you might handle a little more the next person. But when you're going through this, I mean, you know, you got to keep those carbs way down. I mean, oh, way down. Now, me, I had no diet. We had no website. I had nobody to talk to. I had nothing. But I did know that for the first time in my life, I decided I was going to eat like a rabbit. Okay? Like something that lived outside. My diet was, besides the one hamburger that I had and the one chicken breast, everything else out of the ground. Yes. Okay. Like nuts. We got a hand up and got more people. So I'm. All right, go ahead, Paul and Diane, real quick.
Yeah. Somebody made a comment a second ago about keeping the WPS in the refrigerator. Should we store it in the refrigerator?
No. When we don't use it anymore on a daily basis, you put it in the refrigerator down with the CRISPR to extend its life. But when you use it every day, I have 3 bottles of each down in the CRISPR and a bottle each in the kitchen sink. Then I have a bottle of just UPS in the bathroom to brush my teeth and like that with. So, no, but when you're storing it or you're not, you know, if you have one bottle, don't worry about it. You're going to use it. The more you get into it, the more you learn how to use it to do different things, okay? You're going to be using plenty of it. You're going to go through it, okay? So let me just say that I spoke to Robert Scott Bell yesterday, and he set up a meeting with me and Theo, the big honcho, sovereign silver, and I'm told by the end of the month, June, there'll be a direct link to the sovereign silver website where you can order anything they make right from them with a 20% discount on the prices they're going to order. And I'm going to encourage you, even if it's a dollar or two more, to do it, because ultimately it's going to benefit the He Cures All. All right. See where we were. Well, Vanessa, anything else?
No, I'm good. Thanks so much, Ruth, and thanks everyone on the call and Mel, too.
Well, thanks, Vanessa.
All right. Ruth, Ann, there's your namesake, Ruth, the baker. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Freddie. No. Not Freddie. Rockin' Robin. Ruth in the Bible, was she a baker? Yes or no?
There's nothing that tells us that, but I did some research and I can tell you about baking in the Bible.
No, that's okay. If Ruth wasn't a baker, it's all good.
Okay, leave me for last.
Oh, of course. No, probably not, but... All right, next. Ruth Ann, go ahead. Last statement, final statement.
Hey Ruth, when you came on, when I came into the show, you were talking, and I thought it was Freddie Bean.
Really?
So, yeah, I did. I thought it was Freddie, and I thought, oh, Freddie's on the call.
Yeah, I guess our accent is pretty similar.
It is. To me, it was very similar.
All right, hold on. Let me unmute Freddie. Freddie, can you please say tomato?
Tomato?
Thank you. Ruth, can you please say tomato?
Tomato. Not quite the same. Freddie, where were you brought up? Where do you come from?
Bristol.
It's slightly southwest. I was Hertfordshire, so sort of, you know,
posh.
Home counties. Well, it wasn't posh where we lived. You've got a slightly, I don't know, is Bristol a more veering, you know, towards southwest accent? I don't know. You've got a beautiful accent, Freddie.
I've got a sort of a mixture going on.
Anyway, we've sorted that out, Mel. We know where we're up to now.
Ruth?
You know what Freddie used to do before she came to us?
No, I don't.
Well, she has multiple names. Multiple email accounts. Forget it. She is a bank robber.
Oh, that's funny.
I wish.
All right. Are you done, Ruth?
Ruth, I got a recipe for muffins, a really good recipe for muffins.
Ooh.
Yeah. You guys like muffins. What?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second here. Let me mitigate this. Now, is this recipe for muffins on our website?
No, it's not, because it's not people can't really eat it because there's some sugar in it.
All right, now you, forget about it, Ruth, and I got to mute her. You see, she's always in trouble. I mean, she's really over for you. All right.
I think that's not allowed, Ruth, and I'm so sorry.
Hey, Ruth, I can still make you laugh, huh, girl?
Oh, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Brian, come on in, Brian.
No question, really. Just wanted to say thank you for being here. I'm somewhat of a newbie, so it's good to have all this information. Actually, I do have one question now that I'm thinking about it. As far as your diet, how often when you were on the protocol did you eat meat, or did you eat it at all?
I did eat meat. I mean, I'm in a household which loves meat. I've got my husband and my son in the house. They're both big meat eaters. But what I
chose to do was to eat good quality meat, organic, locally reared. You know, I know the butcher sort of says, you know, almost the name of the beast, you know, the field in which it's been grown. So it's, you know, it's field reared. It's not sort of factory farmed meat. The chickens are free range. So, you know, or if it was from the supermarket, I made sure it was organic. So that's what I've chosen to do. I probably ate more meat than maybe was recommended. It didn't do me any harm. I'd say I probably kept my portion small and gave the bigger portions to the men who weren't on the protocol. But yeah, so I did eat meat and no problems.
Right. I recommend that we eat meat, okay, a minimum of twice a week, because we want the protein that only comes from real meat. Now me, I push kosher because I understand the, not insanity, but the diligence and the religious belief of these people, and they make what I consider the finest you can buy, and it's a little less expensive than organic. But I don't know that you have that in England at all.
In some places we would, but not sort of where I live. So no, it's not an option for me. It might be in some cities.
Oh. Anyway, you know, Mad Melon is kosher meats, and I've always believed in it, and I'll probably always will. And again, it's just a hair less expensive, and that always appealed to me at the same time. All right, we have Tia, and then we saved you-know-who for last because she asked. Come in, Tia. Come in, Tia.
I'm here.
Sorry, I was having problems with my phone.
Wait a minute. Say you're not.
Don't even eat it.
Say you're not.
I'm not.
Not sorry.
I'm so not sorry, Mel.
Continue.
I just want to say thank you, Ruth. I've heard you so many times throughout my journey, and I just enjoy it every single time. So I appreciate you coming and sharing and giving so much positive outlook for everyone. It's really, really just a good way to keep us all focused on getting well. And I don't have any questions. I can't think of anything. Of course, I probably will the minute I get muted. But again, thank you so much.
We're not going to mute you. Okay, we're not going to mute you, so you can just scream. But we are going to go to Robin because.
Well, wait, because I remembered.
Oh, okay.
All I just wanted to say is that along the journey, whether it takes 2 years, 3 or 5, we're all so different. And I think it's just great hearing, you know, from someone who says 3 years versus 9 months. Not that that's bad, but it just keeps us that are still struggling, gives us an incentive all the more. So thank you again so much, Ruth.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's lovely to speak to you too.
All right, Robin, you're up. Keep it under 13 minutes.
Oh, I can. Hang on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First, I wanted to tell Ruth how much I enjoyed it today. And every time I hear a testimony about this disease and someone who's healed, it reaffirms and helps me to stick to everything. And I just appreciate it so much. I'm very grateful for her coming and telling her story. Thank you so much, Ruth. And I really enjoyed it. And I don't have any questions or anything, but I just wanted to say Christy said it all. Terry said it all. I mean, you know, they were what they said was great. And I'll share with you what I found out. There are 8 verses in the Bible about bakers, and 5 of them have to do with Genesis and Pharaoh, and it's about him killing the chief of the bakers. so I'm not going to go there.
All right, hang on. Wait a minute. This is not a cooking show. If Ruth wasn't a cook, the subject was dead.
Butler, chief of the bakers. I don't know what they did. I'll go back and read that later. But I did find three interesting verses, and the best one is in 1 Samuel 8:13, and it says, "He will take your daughters to be confectioners and to be cooks and to be bakers." And in Jeremiah, it talks about Jeremiah in prison, and fed him a piece of bread. The bakers brought him a piece of bread every day from the baker's street. It mentions that. And in Icons in a story, it's just like a baker who waits to stoke the fire until his bread is kneaded and leavened.
So, all right, hang on. Listen, you. If it ain't matzah pie, we're not talking about it. Listen, I got a call in 11 minutes with one of our guests coming up. So anybody have a last thing they want to say, Ruth? Okay, so I'm going to unmute you all. I'm going to ask Ruth if she has any closing words. And I'm going to say a few, and then I'm going to ask everybody to say thank you, Ruth, together. Ruth, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts are, I'd like everyone to consider maybe starting a thread on the forum of your journey, especially if you're near to the beginning of your journey. It doesn't have to be every day, it doesn't have to be every week, it could be, I only managed it once a month, but I did it every month. Just some people and don't find it very easy to write, but if you're the sort of person who can write, and if you're willing to be honest about the good times and the bad times, I just think it would be such a blessing to Mel if you could do that, and it would be a blessing to people who are going to be doing the journey at the same time as you, and also for the ones who are following on from you.
Well, you know, I always say that it's amazing, it's so easy to get those who stick it out and get well to help pay it forward. Here you are again. God bless you for coming today. God bless you for bringing hope to others. And you and I will Skype, but you can stay here. And we can talk a little bit about Fifth Ghost 1C, whatever you...
I've got to go now, Mel, because I've got to go and feed the men.
You know, I knew exactly what you were going to say, I swear. Unbelievable. What's for dinner, baby?
I've got a steak casserole cooking in the oven with a jacket potato for my son, because he eats potatoes, and I need to just cook some broccoli, and then it'll be on the table.
All right, we'll let you go. On a count of three, let's all say thank you, Ruth. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you,
Ruth. We'll see you next time, Ruth. Okay, all right, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Remember, everybody, we're back tomorrow with Prayer and Fellowship. And next Saturday, Miss Tia does the call on oils, as well as we have the contest. Guess how much the fish weighs. That fish between my teeth. Yes. Bye, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.